You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first-timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth, part of the Secret Recordings Network. It's the 1st of December, and it's a very, very festive episode today as we welcome back Jen, who's been on the podcast before, and she's just back from Disney World. Welcome back.
Thank you. I am as pale as when I went because I have the factor 50, even though we were treated to some glorious weather. Yeah, I had a fantastic time. I'm feeling very festive. All my decorations went up the day I got back, including some that I bought in Disney. So you've got to have the Disney Christmas tree decorations too. And I've got some fairy lights blinking away behind me as well. So it's lovely to be here.
And a little bit of a sore throat. Is that from shouting and all the fun?
Yes. No, sadly, I picked up a chest infection on the plane, which meant I had to spend the last 3 days of the holiday mute on the rides, which was entertaining in itself, trying to stay silent when you're going on Guardians of the Galaxy and Tron.
Silent screaming.
Easier said than done, yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, they've not brought back the Christmas overlay this year, have they? They've just stuck with the traditional songs.
I saw lots of comments of people being quite pleased about that, but I love Christmas as well as Disney, so I probably would have enjoyed it.
So, big question. You've been on the podcast before, but why do you love Walt Disney World at Christmas? What is it about going at Christmas that's so good?
Because I love Christmas anyway, as I mentioned, but it is just Christmas and then some, isn't it? Because you've got the Disney magic, you've got all of the decorations, you've got the parties, which we'll talk about later. Yep. I went to both of them, the one at the Magic Kingdom and at Hollywood Studios. They've got the themed desserts, but they just really go to town with it in terms of the theming, the music, everywhere you go. And it's still slightly surreal to be stood there when it's 28 degrees with the fake snow falling around you as well, looking at a Christmas tree. There's nothing else like it.
Snope. I remember the first time I went for Christmas, and we went to the very first ever, for me, the first party at Magic Kingdom. And we got in early, so we didn't really know, because I'd never been to an after-hours party before. So we did a few rides, and then it was later on, and we came onto Main Street, and they were playing Shaking Stevens really loud, and it was snowing. And I'd never seen it before. I went, this is the greatest moment of my life. It's just incredible.
It was amazing. It was really, really good. I mean, even the fact that you could go in the Starbucks and they've got the American festive drinks, which you don't get in England. I was loving that as well, having the iced versions, walking down Main Street with like a, was it oat milk, iced gingerbread chai,
yes.
I think it was. Just very festive with all of the flavours going on. But we were there for 10 days. I was a researcher, so I compiled all the lists of everything that we would do. We took advantage of Genie Plus as well and the lightning lanes, and we managed to get everything done that we wanted and, yeah, got to see all of the festivities, and it was great.
So was this a trip just to do Christmas at Disney? Because you'd been to Disney before. Was your aim to go, I want to do everything that's Christmassy?
Yeah, so we accidentally booked over Thanksgiving week. Which we hadn't realised with the dates. I think it was a little bit earlier in the year than normal. So it ended up being Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we spent Thanksgiving Day. We went and had it. Is it Liberty Tavern? So we had their Thanksgiving dinner there, which we were told was one of the best places to go. And it was incredible. It was one of the best meals that we had. It was specifically for Christmas, wanting to see everything that had been set up. Because I think we got there on the 17th. We were there until the 27th, which meant there'd already been a couple of Christmas parties. There'd been the first Jollywood Nights, which, as you may have heard, had some scathing reviews. So we got to see a few more of those, and all of the decorations had gone up. The gingerbread houses had gone up. So we timed it really well for when it was all starting.
How busy was it being Thanksgiving?
The first few days, so from the 17th, so we got there the Friday to the Monday or Tuesday, it was actually pretty quiet. About a day or two before Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving itself was busy, but because we used Genie Plus and the Lightning Lanes, I wrote a list of each ride we managed, and every day we did 11 or 12 rides.
Yeah.
By stacking, we managed to do everything that we wanted to do. So there is a caveat that we are both child-free women on two friends going on this trip. So it was just the two of us. We didn't have loads of kids with us. So it was just the two of us paying for Genie Plus, because it also reached the max out price. It was $35 for multiple parks for Genie Plus, and it sold out on two of the days. So I was up at 7 a.m. making sure I'd got it. But it was well worth it for us to make sure that we did it. But Thanksgiving itself was busy. But then as soon as it hit Friday, Black Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the parks were empty.
Yeah.
It was really, really quiet again. Because I know normally they say the week before Thanksgiving and the week after are meant to be some of the best weeks. But it was honestly only the two or three days. And even then, it wasn't hellishly busy. There were some long wait times. But by having Genie Plus and the Lightning Lanes and by stacking it, we didn't have any long waits for anything. Yeah. So it did work out well.
As long as you're prepared, like you said, because I went last year for New Year's Eve and people said, oh, it's going to be crazy. You can't move and you can't get anything. Well, as long as you plan and you make a restaurant reservation for a good time, it's like with anything at Disney, just plan ahead, know what you're getting into.
And plus with doing the parties as well, it meant it had the lower attendance. And I know I've seen this written on a few of the blogs, but I went to one of the Mickey's Christmas parties in 2019. And it was much quieter, even though it was sold out. So people have been reporting that they think there are lower capacity limits for the parties. And it did definitely feel that way. It was much less crowded, even on a sold out night.
Let's go into the parks. And let's start with Magic Kingdom, because that's the one you always think about with the big tree and the lights. Well, it's not the lights on the castle anymore because they've not brought back the dream lights, but still the projections. What was Magic Kingdom like for Christmas for you?
It was really nice. I think that, as you say, that is the most traditional of the park. So the friend that I went with, she loves the princesses. She loves the pink and fluffy side of Disney. So we were there for very different reasons. I love things like Jack and Sally at the Christmas party and Nightmare Before Christmas and things like that. But it was really lovely with all the theming. There was lots of nutcrackers. There was the nutcracker popcorn bucket this year. And the theming was beautiful. To say the rides, a few of them had the festive overlays at the party. I know the Space Mountain had a different overlay this year, where it was all the red and green lights going through it. And everywhere you look was just festive, and getting to see the fireworks and then also the Christmas party fireworks and the parades as well was lovely. There were quite a few festive additions to the snacks and the drinks that were all day, so it wasn't just for the Christmas parties. So there was a festive Dole Whip float where it was a cranberry winter spiced Sprite. Then it had orange Dole Whip on top, and it had popping candy and things on it as well, but that was available all day.
Oh, sounds very festive.
There was a mini cinnamon bun where it was decorated with the red icing and a little bow on it. That was a festive one. That was available all day as well. That wasn't a party exclusive. So there were plenty of things that even if you can't splash out on a party, there are festive things that you can get in the day. Like, you don't feel like you're missing out on that. And because, I say, it's quieter, you're still getting the decorations, you're getting the Snope. And there were lots of really nice merch additions. So I got the party exclusive spirit jersey, but there was a whole range of them that weren't party exclusives that were also lovely. There were plenty of different things to have a look at and to splash out on if you were wanting some of the Christmas memorabilia.
At the parade, at the party, did you manage to do the parade twice, or were you happy just to watch it once?
We did it just the once, and then I ran away 5 minutes before the end to go and meet Jack and Sally because it meant there was a 5 minute wait time instead of an hour. That was a tip that I'd learned because we waited most of the way down Main Street, so more towards where the tree was at the bottom, so we could see when it was coming to an end. And as the last few floats were approaching, I just darted off to go and do it. But yeah, we didn't bother with the second one because then we were doing the rides and things like that. And then because the fireworks took place in the middle, so I think the first parade was at 8 p.m. The second one was at 11 with the fireworks at either 10 or 10:30. So once the fireworks were done, the park just emptied. Even though it was open until midnight, everybody left after the fireworks. Yeah. So it was completely empty. So we were able to just go on everything that we wanted multiple times and just walk straight on. They were doing... I think it was 5 different cookies that you could have. You could go around different places and get them. There was all different flavors this time. So you get hot chocolate. There was a red velvet one, a buttercream sugar cookie. There was an apple and cinnamon, a snickerdoodle. There was all sorts, but it wasn't all hot chocolate. They were also doing eggnog and apple cider as well. So there were lots of different things which were included with the party ticket. So it was well worth it for that. Like, I mean, we saw some people that had bags and bags of cookies. I think we got about 8 between us because we thought we just want to go on the rides. We don't want to be raiding cookies all the time.
Oh, at the end of the night, definitely... like at the Halloween party, you just go, right, let's fill the bags. We'll take these home for Christmas.
Yeah, that was part of the thing. But we saw some people where it's like, have you just spent the entire night getting cookies instead of doing the rides and things? But it's whatever you want it to be, I suppose. That's what you want to spend your time doing. But we did really enjoy it. We were lucky with the weather because I've seen, since we got back, one of the parties got completely rained off. Oh. So they had to offer people the tickets for another time. So we were really fortunate. It drizzled a little bit at about 7 o'clock and then it stopped. So, because November is usually good for the weather.
What was the queue like for Jack and Sally when you went then?
When I went, it was literally 5 minutes. There was two people waiting in front of me. At other points of the night, I could see it was 90 minutes. So the biggest tip is to go right at the end of a parade when everybody's watching it. So as long as you don't mind missing the last float or two, there was nobody there.
Yeah.
There was genuinely only two people in front of me. And then they spent a good 5-6 minutes interacting with you. And the photographers take loads of pictures while you're talking. And if you hand them your phone, they can do a video. But I ended up with about 20 pictures on the memory maker from it, which was great. Like, not just the posed ones, the ones while you were talking too. And that was without the big wait. And also meeting Mickey had dropped right down. I think that was only 20 minutes while the parade was on. So that's a definite tip if that's someone in your family wants to meet Jack and Sally, is don't do the long wait times because it starts at 4 p.m. so people without party tickets can meet them, and then it stays pretty consistently high apart from the parade.
Yeah.
Or if you leave it late at night, right till the end.
And the Seven Dwarves
yeah,
as well.
That gets
really busy, isn't it? The Seven Dwarves.
Yeah, again, that I didn't meet them, but that was another one I'd seen that if you time it for a parade, you're more likely to have a lower wait time.
Let's hop over, let's grab the monorail and we'll hop over to Epcot. Now, Epcot's Festival of Holidays starts, well, it's only just started, hasn't it? It starts on Thanksgiving. Did you manage to catch some of that before you came home?
We didn't, sadly, because we were meant to go on the Sunday morning. But my friend really wanted to do more of the Magic Kingdom. So we ended up doing that. We did get a Guardians reservation. And then by the time we'd got off Guardians, we had about an hour left and the heavens opened.
Oh,
it was torrential. So really, it was the only real rain of the holiday. But then we just didn't really want to traipse around the stalls when it was pouring with rain. So we ended up staying indoors, getting a drink. So that was the one regret, was not getting to see those. But we got to see the Food and Wine Festival. That finished on the 18th. So we went there the first night on the Friday. And then we spent the Saturday there as well. So we got to see those stalls and try different things there. And we got to see some of the decorations when you first walked into the park because they'd started putting those up. But yeah, it was just the actual Christmas stalls we didn't get to see, which was a shame. But as I say, it was nice that we got to see the Food and Wine because of that crossover.
Yeah.
And I got to meet Figment, which was a highlight.
There you go.
So I was obsessed with Figment when I was little. So getting to go and meet and have a picture with him was lovely. And Guardians, we loved it. So we paid for the Lightning Lane, which varied between $12 and $17, depending on the day. So we ended up doing it 3 times. And it made it much quicker than trying to do it with the virtual line. But it was brilliant.
Yeah. But maybe next time you could go after Thanksgiving and try and catch Epcot Festival of the Holidays and do the cookie stroll and the candlelight processional, which is phenomenal.
Fingers crossed. It's
really good. Did you go over to Animal Kingdom for the Merry Menagerie, the little animals there?
Yeah, they were very cute. You got your little penguin and the polar bear at the front. And they did a special show on the Tree of Life, which was all Christmas themed as well, which I hadn't seen before. I hadn't really seen it advertised anywhere either. In terms of the parks, they have the least festive decorations. There are just these little creatures at the front and then the Tree of Life ones. But they did quite a few magic shots for us that involved Christmas characters and versions of it. And just as you're entering the park, there's the huge Christmas tree. And then they've got like a giant frame, a picture frame that you can pose in, which makes it look like you're in the snow.
Yeah.
And they're getting you to pose as if you're cold when it's boiling. but that was quite a good one. And we got to do Flight of Passage. We did the Expedition Everest.
Yeah.
Dinosaur. We got to do all of them there. Had breakfast at Tusker House one morning, which was great. So that's actually one of my favourite parks. I think even though it wasn't particularly festive, it's just got the most relaxing atmosphere sometimes when you've had chaos at some of the other parks. And Flight of Passage is one of my all-time favourite rides. So yeah, we always make sure to have time to go over there.
So let's talk about Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios has always been great at Christmas. It's kind of a little bit more kitsch with the kind of like 50s, 60s vibe going on that there. But you went to the first time they've ever done an After Hours Christmas party. You went to Jollywood Nights twice.
That was the thing. So I'm sure many people have seen the reviews. It got absolutely slated for the first night. And I think having been a lot of it, I mean, obviously I can't be a hypocrite because I am media. I work in radio and journalism. But the first night was predominantly media and influencers.
Yeah.
So everybody had been queuing up to get the Insta-worthy pictures, to get the cookie of the dinosaur from the lake. So there was a lot of queues because people weren't going on the rides. They weren't going on the rides and they weren't going into the shows as much. And I had heard that by the time the second one came around, they had put extra characters in place. So you got to meet Christmas Stitch. Duffy was there. Duffy a few others were there. And there were quite a few special things. So for example, at the Tower of Terror, there was the Tip Top Soiree, where it was like a jazz band and there were cocktails and things that you could have there. There was an amazing section in the animation courtyard where, if you've ever seen at the Oscars, there are those cameras that zoom in and out, or they do the slow-mo and the spinning, like you see these cameras on an arm that they do on the red carpet. You got to have a go with that. So there's one of us doing this little like dancey dance thing with that. There were loads of different photo opportunities, plus the characters in holiday outfits. There was Edna Mode. You got to meet Frozone with snow everywhere. It was brilliant. There was so much to do that, yeah, we decided to go again another night. We bought tickets because it hadn't sold out two nights later. A lot of people dressed up for it. We dressed up for it. I had a lot of sequins and glitter. I'm still covered in glitter now. There were lots of people dressing for like the 1920s, 1930s vibe of Tower of Terror. So there was a lot of flapper outfits and sequins. So really it was like a dress to impress. It was more of an adult themed evening because there was a lot more of the themed alcohol and the festive things. But we did see kids there as well. But compared to the Mickey's Christmas Party, it definitely seemed to be something more for the adults or for the parents. There was a couple of shows. There was the sing-along Nightmare Before Christmas, which was great. There was the one which was almost like based around TV ads of years gone by, where there was then Kermit and Miss Piggy in the middle of it doing a little sing-song. But one of the highlights for us was we got to go on Tower of Terror on our own, which was great. And then as soon as we got off, they said, do you want to go on again? And they took us all at the back entrance in like the service elevator to then just go on it again because there was nobody there. So there's the photos of us on our own all dressed up on the Tower of Terror. I managed to go on Slinky Dog, which I've never managed on any of my previous trips because it's been so busy. Yeah. We went on that twice. As soon as you got to the party, you could join a virtual queue for Rise of the Resistance. I think it opened at, it was either 7 or 8 o'clock. You had to join on the dot. So we did that both times as well, using the virtual queue. We managed to get in, which was good. So it gave you the opportunity to do lots of things that I hadn't done previously in Hollywood studios just because of the lower capacity. There were loads of great food and drinks as well. Hollywood Studios was actually probably the best for the food and drinks. There was a Sandy Claus hot chocolate, which was a cocoa with like a red cherry cream on top of it, based on Nightmare Before Christmas. There was a Christmas tree sugar cookie stack that looked exactly like a little Christmas tree. On one of our later visits, we then did mini seasonal dine at Hollywood and Vine before Fantasmic. And that was great. The food was incredible and they had all of the outfits and we hadn't been able to meet Minnie anywhere else. And they were all dressed up for Christmas. So that was great as well. So I think Hollywood Studios was one of the highlights of the trip.
Would you say you got your value for money? Because you went twice. Did you go twice because you didn't do everything on the first night? Or would you just went, I just want to do it all again?
Yeah, we just wanted to do it all again. And also because you managed to do everything. We managed to do everything. So the first night, we didn't do the shows the first night because we'd already decided halfway through that we were already coming back. So then we went, right, we're just going to go to town on the rides. We're going to do as many rides as we can and have all the food that we can. And then when we came back, we did the shows. But then we still found we had all of the time for the rides. The Mickey and Minnie Runaway Train, that wasn't there the last time I went, so got to go on that one as well. They had like roaming DJs going around on like little DJ studios that could move, so they were like driving up and down the animation courtyard, which was quite fun, and interacting with people. There was just so much to see and do. The only thing that I saw some people criticizing was that they felt that Galaxy's Edge, like the Star Wars area, was underused because there wasn't really anything festive around there. But it didn't really need to be because it meant that you could get on everything so quickly. And we ended the night one evening at Ogre's Cantina and stayed in there because that was really quiet. And we ended up just getting the bus back after that. There was Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam at the Jollywood Nights, which finishes at 12:30.
I love that.
It's cute. It's cute. Yeah. It wasn't my favourite. I much preferred the Mickey's Christmas fireworks. But I think that's because I'd already seen it in 2019 and I did a dessert party for it. And it was exactly the same as it was then. There were no changes. So at that point, again, I just went on some more rides on the second night because everybody was watching that. But it was well worth the money. So if you'd bought tickets and you were panicking, having seen the slating of it that the first night got, don't worry. It was genuinely really good.
I hope they do it next year because I really want to go. I'd really like to go.
It was definitely worth it. And I think as long as they take on board the feedback that people had from the first night and they keep some of the changes in. So I got to have the photos with Christmas Stitch, which was great. We actually ended up cancelling a breakfast that we had at Ohana because it was me that had wanted to go because I wanted the Stitch meet. And because I'd met him in the Christmas outfit, we then cancelled.
Double tick.
Ohana didn't really need to. But that was definitely worth it. And as I say, we were more than happy to pay for it again. And you definitely got your money's worth. Because I know some people were criticising that you don't get the cookies, you don't get the free cocoa and stuff like you do at the Mickey's party. But I don't really go for that personally. Yeah. So it didn't make a difference for me. But I suppose it's everybody's priorities are different. But for me, it was worth it because it was nice to get dressed up, have other people be dressed up. And there were these opportunities like getting to go on Tower of Terror on your own. Just being able to walk onto Slinky's pretty quickly made it all worth it.
Did you venture over to Disney Springs as well? Do you see the Christmas trees down there and some of the snacks they've got?
We did. We had the magic bands. So they were going off every 30 seconds. Every time you walk near a tree, they would vibrate and light up with the different things. I think one of my favourites, there was a Frozen themed tree that had carrots weaved throughout it, obviously for Olaf's nose, which was quite funny. We then went into the World of Disney, got to see everything there and buy some stuff for people at home. There were lots of the Thanksgiving and like Black Friday sales as well. So if people were wanting to actually shop, there were bargains. I know my friend was going into all of the designer stores and having a field day. We ended up getting food at Earl of Sandwich at one point because we got there really late at night and had like the frozen rosé wine slushy that they were quite famous for, which was good. We tried to go to Gideon's for the cookies, but they need a lightning lane there because it was insane. We got there about 10 and they said, oh, you have to come back at 2 p.m. Which we weren't going to wait.
I haven't got time for that.
Yeah, we weren't. we weren't going to wait at Disney Springs for that long because we had then ended up going back to the park.
Yeah.
I tried some of the poutine. Amaretts is amazing. So when we found out Gideon's was so busy, we went to Amaretts, which is the patisserie, and they had a whole range of Christmas stuff. So they had one which was like a little cake and a mousse that was done like a Santa Mickey with a little belt buckle on it. I had some gingerbread there. You got a pack of two huge gingerbread like Mickey and Minnie shapes, which were $8, and they were amazing. My friend also had a pancake there as well, but it was really quiet because we'd heard good things. We expected there to be a big queue there like there was at Gideon's, but that was pretty empty. And then I had the poutine that I'd heard about, but there was lots of stuff, and it was nice doing the Christmas tree trail. So we went once at night, which was lovely to see everything lit up, and then we went once back in the day when we tried to get Gideon's because it was just full.
Yeah.
In the evening when we went there. So if you want to go, apparently the best time to go is like a Monday or a Tuesday and go first thing in the morning, because we've heard rave reviews, but we just couldn't wait that much time to try and get them. But it's definitely worth going to, and all the Christmas trees were beautiful as well. But it's just nice to have a little bit of time away from the parks. But
yeah,
I would say it depends how many days you're going there for, whether or not you would be able to fit it in. But we were there for 10 days. So doing a morning there and an evening another time, like after the parks closed, was nice to do.
Good way of balancing it. I like the look of Jock Lindsay's as well. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar, that gets very festive.
Yeah.
And the boozy hot chocolates
we
they've
saw
got
that. The only thing was they didn't have a single vegetarian option. And my friend that I was with was veggie, so there was nothing that she could eat. We checked, we thought surely there must be something, but there wasn't a single thing. And then is it Swirls by the water or something? They had
the Dole Whip
a
place,
Christmas
yeah.
tree themed Dole Whip, which lots of people were confused because it was green like a Christmas tree, which they thought meant it would be mint, but it was pistachio flavoured. So we saw quite a few disappointed people trying that one. But I was a big fan of the festive Dole Whip, the one with a cranberry Sprite that you could get
Sounds
in Magic
nice.
Kingdom. But there were lots of different tailored things which worked in hot weather, because there were some things that you looked at and thought, I don't want this right now when it's 28 degrees. This is something that you want when it's cold.
Yeah.
Like, I loved that you saw the Floridians still in jumpers and scarves drinking cocoa while the Brits were just melting in shorts and t-shirts.
Because it was down to 70
Dole Whip.
Degrees.
Yeah.
Because it's really warm.
Going, I am melting. We did a day at Blizzard Beach as well, which was great, which obviously with the snow theming was still quite festive. And they had some festive additions as well, which was nice. And they had like tropical versions of Christmas songs going on, which was quite funny. But that was a really good way to spend a day as well. We were lucky with the weather. We were originally going to spend Thanksgiving at Blizzard Beach, but it closed because it went down to 22, 23 degrees, which I thought would have been fine,
yeah.
but everyone else didn't like. But as it happened, the day that we picked, I think it was because we decided we were going to Jollywood Nights again. We booked that for the Tuesday and spent the day at Blizzard Beach so that you had the relaxation and then
for
the party. And it ended up being 30 degrees. Like, it was the hottest day that week. So we were lucky with choosing that day to go, but that was a great one as well. Had a bucket of ice cream, the famous sand pail, like a bucket in Spain.
Yeah.
It's huge, full of ice cream and cake that we shared between us. But that's one to look for.
And did you venture over to the hotels to look at the gingerbread houses?
We did. We only went over to the Grand Floridian.
For the big one.
But that was beautiful, like the house there. One of my friends bought one of the gingerbread slates. I bought another mini. Now, that was the best. So the Amaretts one was lovely, but the Grand Floridian gingerbread was next level. And we were quite lucky. There wasn't much of a queue when we went. I think it had only opened a day or two before. It was nice to get to look around the hotel as well and see all of the theming. And then we just got the monorail back to the Magic Kingdom, but got some really nice pictures there, getting to see the tree and everything as well. There was also a photo opportunity going on where you could pose with a glass slipper on a cushion, or make it look like that you're trying the glass slipper on, which was quite cute as well. Saw plenty of people taking that up. But yeah, that's a good one to go and see because it smells amazing too.
Oh, even
with
before
all the
you
gingerbread.
Walk in. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. We stayed in All Star Music, and there were some little festive things in the food court as well. But for me, I'm the sort of person that I would rather pay for the value hotel because you're only really using it as a base. And then go and travel to places like the Grand Floridian. Mm-hmm. And I think later on, Animal Kingdom Lodge had the tree and things put up, but we had too much that we wanted to do. So
they've got the
one that was on the list to see was the gingerbread at Grand Floridian.
They've got a gingerbread giraffe that you can buy at Animal Kingdom. And I do believe they've opened a little bar as well, selling Christmas drinks at Animal Kingdom, boozy Christmas drinks.
Yeah, we had seen that one, but again, we were sort of ticking everything off the list and trying to make sure that we got it all done because there was just too much that we wanted to do at all of the parks. But definitely go and see the gingerbread house at Grand Floridian. That's a one that's well worth seeing.
And the gingerbread carousel they've got over at the Beach Club Resort. They've got on that. And
amazing.
A little, at the Boardwalk, have got one as well this year, a little gingerbread shop, I think, that you can look at. So,
it's just the amazing theming, isn't it? I don't know how they come up with it. But I mean, even at All Star Music, there was a giant tree and they were all themed because at some points in the night, especially when we've been to a party, because the three hotels are so close together, if an All Star Sports bus turned up, we would just get on that. Or movies, we'd get on that. So we got to have a look, but they all had different themed trees. So sports, obviously, it had all of the sporting paraphernalia in it. Music, it had guitars and saxophones and things inside this tree. So they definitely had decorations and things as well. Even though it was a value resort, it still looked lovely.
Yeah, and it's the best time to go. And I do believe you have booked for next year, Christmas?
Yes. Well, we're doing it a little bit earlier. So we're doing it before Thanksgiving. So we're doing the 11th to the 22nd. But yeah, booked that literally 15 minutes before coming on here to talk to you. So doing it all separately this time, because last time I did it as a package with Virgin Holidays, but this time booked the, because you got a bounce back deal. There was a leaflet that was in the room that said, if you book within, I think, 7 or 10 days of leaving, you, for the value resort, you can get up to 25% discount on the room. So I booked that. And then with the dates that we're going, the flights will become available on Christmas Day. So I'm hopeful that there'll be the Christmas or the January sales for, there'll be me on Christmas morning just Googling.
Virgin always do a good sale, don't they, in the new year?
Yeah.
So
that's the hope, is that we'll be able to get the sale flights separately. So we'll see.
Fingers crossed. Well, I might see you there because I'm going in November next year as well, because I've just been so jealous about Christmas at Disney World this year. I went, I've got to go, and please, I hope they do Jollywood Nights again. I hope so.
I reckon they will, because we spoke to one of the cast members, because at one point we had a problem with the Genie Plus. It wasn't letting us book anything for Magic Kingdom because the party was on, even though we had the tickets.
Yeah.
And we went and spoke to one of the guest relations at Animal Kingdom, and he was saying that he'd heard so much good feedback now from the other nights of Jollywood, because he'd gone to the first one, and even he said it has changed so much since that first one. They really did take things on board, and more people were praising it, because I think originally after the first one, a lot of people returned their tickets or switched them for Mickey's Christmas Party. But then after the second and third, I mean, I put up a TikTok and a reel about it, which lots of people were commenting saying made them feel better. Lots of other of the official, like, Disney blogs and things were saying, no, actually it is good, like, don't panic because of the first one. So hopefully, if anybody's listening to this, honestly, you will have a good time. We really loved it. But I think I would never go at any other time. Now, I used to always go in June for my birthday, and you'd have the thunderstorms every day. The weather is better. I mean, apart from that last day when the heavens opened at Epcot, we were really fortunate. And I just love seeing everything to do with the festivities. I would possibly like to go at Halloween one year. But at the moment, always sticking with the Christmas stuff.
Yeah, do the crossover. Do the very, very end of October into early November. You can do both then and compare.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to do it the following year.
Yeah,
you twist my arm.
You already booked next year. 2025. Jen,
I'll wait till the early booking deals come up.
Lovely chatting to you. Have a very Merry Christmas and have a magical day.
You too. Thank you.
For guests for the new year. So if you fancy coming on the podcast to chat all things Disney World, then give me a shout on the socials. It doesn't matter when the last time was you went. You might have not been for years. I'd still love to hear about your adventures. Give me a shout. If you are going to be going over to Walt Disney World soon, especially now, just been talking about Christmas with Jen, if you're going for the Christmas period, not only are you getting all the festive stuff at Walt Disney World, you're getting the brand new nighttime fireworks at Epcot, which start this week. And also on the 5th of December, which is also Walt Disney World's birthday, that's when they are going to be unveiling the new statue to Walt at Epcot as well. So quite a lot going on, along with all the Christmas stuff that we've just just been talking about. But the top tip for this episode, again, I'm sticking to the Christmas theme. If you're going to be going to Walt Disney World for Christmas, my top tip is also go to some of the other theme parks, because there is so much going on in Orlando over the festive period. Obviously, we've just been talking about everything at Disney, but also Universal. They have the Macy's Parade every night with all the huge inflatable balloons, which is brilliant. They have the Grinchmas show, which is just included in your regular price, which they do a few times a day. So yes, definitely venture over to Universal as well and see all the decorations and the trees and everything that's gone on at City Walk. SeaWorld have got a lot of Christmas festivities going on as well, including a big Christmas firework display every night. They have a retelling of the Nativity story, featuring real camels. They have an ice show, so there's a lot going on, and they have a festive food village as well at SeaWorld. And also, you might have never heard of Gaylord Palms, but it's a huge hotel, and at Christmas, they do some incredible ice displays. I think it's about $20-$30 to go in, and they'll give you the big coat and you walk through. And this year is Charlie Brown and Snoopy and Peanuts. So that's at the Gaylord Palms. A lot going on there as well. Pop over to Celebration. That looks really cute at Christmas. So yeah, if you're going over to Walt Disney World for Christmas, but you want to really embrace all the Christmas festivities, look at what's going on at the other theme parks as well. If you've got time to do it all, it's really good. As I say, if you are going to be going, tag us in your pictures at PodMagical. We are on the socials. Give us a like, give us a follow though as well. Send me any messages if you want to come on next year. If you've got any questions, do get in touch. Do subscribe to the podcast as well. We've got brand new podcasts coming out every other week. We've got one more still to come this year. So in 2 weeks, we'll be back with a new podcast. But if you could subscribe, then you'll make sure you get it when we're back in the new year, because we always take a bit of a new year break. So do that. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.